our good buddy who joins us here
weekly. We got Kliss today?
We got Kliss right now.
Just out of the blue.
We got Kliss right now. We've been going back and forth with the times that work for Mike. You know, Mike's a little bit high maintenance. You know, he's got
Mike's
a lot of
really, not a little bit. He's really high maintenance is what he is. So it's just, you know, hey, Mike, how you doing, buddy?
You know, I'd have been on a minute ago, but still kept talking there.
Exactly.
Touche. All right.
Hey, good one. You know, Mike, I'm sure you saw this. I'm sure you saw this article, this piece on NFL.com. Greg Rosenthal, he put it out there, and he discussed which teams lifted and sank their seasons in week six, and Broncos made it into the article, and Greg Rosenthal went on to say that no team under 500 in the NFL has a higher ceiling than the 2-3 Broncos, and if you're looking for a surprise playoff team, look no further than the Broncos. And, you know, we're going to get further into the discussion here shortly with Stoke and myself, but when you talk about Broncos' ceiling here after they've won consecutive games, how much different is it for you than it was 3 or 4 weeks ago? And specifically, the ceiling, best case scenario, if you catch those green lights, where do you think the Broncos could end up?
8-8. You know, maybe I'd say 8-8 is where let's see a little more. I don't want to go too fast, because last year, and I'm sure you guys have talked about this already this week, this game is set up exactly the same as it was a year ago.
So true. Where the Bloody Thursday.
You know, the Broncos started off 0-4, won two in a row with an impressive win against the Titans.
Yep.
You know, the Chiefs were stumbling a little bit. Here they come to town, benchmark game, and the Broncos weren't ready for prime time.
So, Zach can never forget one.
Yeah. You know, it's different now because Scangarello had a rough game. That was the game where I think Scangarello, the brass started thinking that Scangarello wasn't ready to be a play caller in the NFL. And Joe Flacco was immobile, and the Chiefs took advantage of that. And, you know, that's not the case this time. Drew Lock is mobile. They got Pat Shurmur, a veteran play caller, so the Broncos should be in better shape. You know, I think Fangio's defense will probably frustrate to a degree the Mahomes offense. I think the Chiefs are still going to score, but I don't. The Chiefs are still going to score, but I don't think they're going to light it up. I can see holding them into the 20s, especially with the weather. I'm kind of cheating there.
Oh, that's right.
But yeah, so...
Well, we saw what happened last time these two teams played in the snow, didn't we, Mike?
Patty likes the snow.
Yeah, Drew Lock didn't play well in the snow.
No, nope.
That was his worst game last year, so we can say that was his worst game in his career.
Right.
So we'll see how he does. But, you know, the Broncos didn't give the Chiefs a game last year. It was 30-6 and 23-3. They rebuilt this roster and basically the offense to try to match up against the Chiefs on the scoreboard. It would help if Cortland Sutton were around. He's not, but Tim Patrick has emerged, and see if the Broncos, can make it a game. I think the Chiefs win, but I think the Broncos make it a game.
Mike, Melvin Gordon, Phillip Lindsay dynamics here. It's more at play now, I think, than ever, especially with Phillip Lindsay coming back and doing what he did against the Patriots. He looked great. Melvin had a tough week last week, to say the least there. How is Melvin Gordon doing? Is he back practicing? What's that situation? How do you think that's going to unfold on Sunday against the Chiefs?
Yeah, he was out there and he looked good. My thought on this is I hope Gordon and Lindsay aren't too big an impact in this game, because that means Drew Lock's throwing the ball around. And again, you want to keep up with the Chiefs, you got to pass. And the way you score points in this league, Vance Joseph's one of his famous lines that was true, if you want to move the ball with the running game, but you score with the pass. And this team's going to have to – They're going to have to open it up.
Yeah, but you still got to run the football.
This is the game to open it up.
You still got to run the football, and they got to run the football. Who do you think it's going to be? That's what I'm asking you. You got to answer my question here, Mike. Who do you think it's going to be? How do you think that plays out? I don't need your scouting report on how to beat the Chiefs.
You know, run it so Patrick can catch his breath. You know.
Come on. Love you, Mike. I mean.
So, yeah. You know, shouldn't Lindsey start this game?
Yes.
You know,
yes.
I guess Lindsey should get the first chance.
Thank you, Mike. Thank you.
And, yeah.
Mike, Mike, what are the odds?
I'm just not ready to bury Melvin Gordon.
No. Go ahead, Mike. Sorry.
You know, the Chiefs ran the heck out of the ball against the Bills, right?
Yes.
And it was stunning how well they ran the ball.
Nearly 50 carries.
But they scored 26 points. You know, that's low for the Chiefs. And so I think you can make a case that what the Bills did was the correct strategy. You know, you don't want to give up 250 yards rushing. That's a little too much. That, you know, you need a little less ball control out of the Chiefs. But still, you can't light up the scoreboard running it like the Chiefs did last week. It'll be interesting how Fangio plays it because he has played it more like McDermott did last week with the two deep safeties back on the warning track. You know, the last couple games he's been blitzing. And I don't think with Mahomes and Tyreek Hill you can blitz like he has the last two games.
Like, the problem for me is I don't think there's a recipe to beat Kansas City. And I'm not saying you can't beat them, because they can get beat, but I don't think there's a concrete recipe that, like, if you do this, you know, X then Y, it's going to equal this. Like, Buffalo played it as best as they could, and I know their run defense isn't great, but the Kansas City Chiefs, year over year, as scary as it is, have become more multiple and more dynamic, where a young player like Clyde Edwards-Helaire can carry it 26 times for 161 yards. And it's not like he had any big, long, crazy run. His longest rush was 31 yards. They continue to stick to that game plan. And it's like, yeah, you know, 26, it's not a lot of points for the Chiefs. But, man, it's going back to the blueprint. I don't know if I can point to anything and say, yeah, this specific game plan makes me feel great about the Broncos being, you know, in a one-point game with Kansas City this weekend.
Yeah, I agree. They've become more balanced because they have to. And it's not as sexy as the Chiefs have been the last 2 years. But they're facing nickel defenses, dime defenses. The safeties are playing deep. And, you know, they're making them. It kind of happened to the Patriots in their 17-0 year. They're making them, run the ball. They think that's the lesser of the evils.
Sure.
Now, when Mahomes needs it, he can do it. You know, I think Tyreek Hill is what teams game plan against. That's the guy they stop first because he can do the most damage. And so they stop him. And then, you know, Kelce can get his 8 catches for 120, and he does do that. But, you know, again, he doesn't beat you like Tyreek Hill beats you. And then you got the running game. And so I agree. They do them all well. And then their defense from time to time. You know, I watched the Raider game a couple weeks ago, too. I was surprised. To me, it looks like Kansas City's Achilles heel still is in their secondary. And so that's why I'm saying, I meant it when I said, you guys talk about Gordon and Lindsey all you want. I don't want Gordon and Lindsey to be big in this game if the Broncos are going to win. They got to put it up, and they've got to, you know, they don't have to throw deep like they did every play against New England.
Right.
Like to see a little more balance there. But passing is how you're going to keep up with the Chiefs here in this game.
Well, that's how the Broncos have planned through their moves this offseason. So we'll see if that pays dividends this weekend. Mike, we'll leave it there for now. Appreciate your time, man.
All right, guys. Thanks a lot.
Thanks, Mike.